This is episode 867. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I am so proud of you. Here you are, learning a meditation technique that you can take into your day or that you can use when you're seated meditating. Meditation is one of the best things you could possibly do for yourself, so I honor you for being here. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation guide who shares a different meditation technique every single solid day here on the podcast. And each technique is customized around a weekly theme. So you get to explore a particular topic in depth. This is the way you really master a particular quality in your life. And you can do these meditation techniques, as I mentioned, whether you're seated in your nice meditation space, or more likely, you're going to be encountering stress triggers right in the midst of your busy, busy day. And so these are the techniques that you can do to help you manage those stress triggers. So do them whether you're seated meditating, and especially do them throughout your day. Well, this is for a Thursday's meditation technique and inspiration, because I always share not only a technique, but I share a way to improve your lifestyle with meditation. Because it's not just meditation, it is a lifestyle. When you can weave these techniques into your day-to-day life, that's when you notice the benefits. Well, the technique for you today is a chakra. So you might be wondering what a chakra is. Well, chakras are energy from your emotions, from your moods, from the fear, the joy, the gratitude, all the range of emotions that we experience as humans. So the ancient yogis thought that it made sense that because we have a physical spine that supports our body's structure, and then we have organs with different functions to support the physical body, they felt it made sense that there was some kind of a center where our different emotions, that we all experience these same emotions in different ways, but we all experience the emotions, that those were in different areas of our body. They correlated to how your organs might be impacted by your emotions. And so it's that mind-body connection. I love chakras. I like to think of chakras as my inner guidance system. See exactly what I mean when I share today's seventh chakra meditation technique with you. It's a way for you to become very aware of your emotions and how they're impacting you. And when you have this awareness, then you can start to create changes in your life to shift from certain patterns of behavior and thoughts that might be holding you back. Without this awareness, it can be very difficult to know what you need to do, what area of your life you need to shift or work on. So, as you manage fear this week, the chakra technique and the lifestyle technique are interrelated. The technique is with your seventh chakra, and your seventh chakra has to do with feeling connected to everything around you, to feeling not only connected, but at one, in unison with, and a part of your world, the people in it, the environment around you, and a divine connection for whatever that might mean for you. Now, before you do this, it's important that you know what your gifts are, what your unique gifts are. So my challenge for you today is to draw out your gifts by doing a technique that's most often done for productivity. It's called the Pomodoro technique, and I shared that with you in last week's success meditation series. The Pomodoro technique is simple. I leave a link to it on my website at Sipinome, where you can go to this Release Fear meditation series, or you can listen to how it's done here. It's so simple, you could do it today. With the Pomodoro technique, if you want to move forward on a project or goal, it has to be something that's going to make a difference in your life, that's worth it, that matters. And your passion, how you feel about your life in a way that makes you excited and enthused, this is one of the most important projects you could have. Normally, this technique is done with, say, a work project. Well, I want you to do this project for yourself, for your passion and purpose. How you'll do it is you'll get a timer. You could simply use your phone. Set it for 25 minutes. And for 25 minutes, do something that makes you feel great. Now, that could be sitting down to have some tea or coffee or a green smoothie, or doing some yoga stretches, or going for a walk, or taking a bath, or lighting a candle and listening to relaxing music, or drawing, or painting, or cooking, or spending time with your children. Whatever makes you feel great, that's right in front of you there, so you don't have to go to a lot of extra effort to do it. Spend 25 minutes of focused time all on you. You deserve this. You are worth it. And then after 25 minutes, the timer will go off and stop. And just notice how you feel. Notice how refreshed and focused you feel. So this is a moderation of the Pomodoro technique. Spend some time doing something that really excites you. This is important when you're managing fear. Remember who you really are before the fear maybe dominated your life, or before you start to habitually think of a new fear that's recently entered your life. So the seventh chakra technique is where you visualize right there, at the crown of your head, the top of your head, a lotus flower. It's often a flower used for symbolism in yoga and meditation. Visualize a lotus flower, and if you're not sure what a lotus flower is, just visualize a rose. Visualize it just there gently on your head, the crown of your head, where each time you inhale, you feel enormous gratitude for all your qualities and abilities in your life. You feel connected and you love sharing them with others. And as you exhale, release the tension, self-doubt, and fears that may be lingering. Let them go. You'll inhale and visualize this lotus flower or this rose opening up a little bit more as you feel connected with gratitude for the life you have, for those in it, for your skills, your talents, for your unique abilities that only you have. And as you exhale, release tension, fear, self-doubt, let it go. Exhaling through your nose. So continue doing this technique, whether you're going about your day or whether you're seated meditating, creating expansion, creating a connectedness with those around you, the world around you, your divine source. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.